You're listening to the Andres Segovia Show.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to the Andres Segovia Show. I am your host, Andres Segovia. In this episode, I got some announcements to make about some changes to the show entire, not just the channel. If for those of you that have not yet realized, there are some social media presence that I am no longer in, such as Facebook. It wasn't working out for me, and the events of recent times just gave me more reason to leave the platform. So I have left Facebook. I'm still on Instagram, for those of you that use Instagram, so you can follow me there. And I don't have much of any other social media presence at the moment until, you know, I figure where I want to take the show. But until then, what I am intending to do is make the show more video-centric and podcast second, because my priorities have been the opposite, where I do podcast first and video second. But I wanted to merge the shows for some time, and I think I've gotten a better direction in which that is going. So stay tuned for those changes that are coming up. So that means, remember, as you're liking this video, share this with those that you think will enjoy it, but subscribe while you're at it and hit the notification bell so you don't miss out on the next episodes that are coming up. Now, in reference to that, I will be bringing some more attention to tech. I want to show you how to work smarter, not harder. I want to highlight some things that I love about certain technology that we have now and what maybe is coming down the pipeline sometime pretty soon. But on top of that, I also want to talk about privacy and security, because as someone that runs operations off his mobile devices and privacy and security being more important than ever, BlackBerry, are you listening? We need to pay more attention to all this. So I do want to show you a few things here and there. But until then, I will be basically kind of like a pendulum. There will be real estate-centric stuff and tech-centric stuff and somehow a hybrid of them each. So stay tuned for all of that stuff as it comes down the pipeline. That's basically the update that I'm bringing you. The next episode coming up should be the one regarding Proposition 19. And for that, I got to give you a bit of a teaser, because there's still some things that are not understood. But one thing is understood, that Prop 19 is a bad policy. Now, this is in reference to those of you here in California. We don't yet know the extent of all this, but we are going to find out. And I'm currently digesting some information, a lot of information that's come across through that. And as soon as I have it, I'll share it with you. But overall, there was a good piece from the Apartment Owners Association for the January newsletter that they had. And I wanted to read a portion of this one from the Harms of Prop 19 Will Soon Be Clear article by John Kopal, president of the Howard Jervis Taxpayers Association. The reason Prop 19 passed is because they were the pro Prop 19 group, where they had a spokesperson that they claim was part of the Howard Jervis Taxpayers Association, but that individual was a former member of the Howard Jervis Taxpayers Association. That doesn't mean Howard Jervis was supporting Proposition 19, but optics were optics, and it looked like they were, and that's a lot of misinformation is what got Prop 19 passed, even though it barely passed with 51% of the vote. Well, let me just get to this part of the article that I want to read to you. Here we go. Among the problems now recognized under Prop 19 is that rents will increase. This was a given. I've said this so many times, but there it is. Buildings owned by aging mom and pop landlords, when passed with their children, will incur sharply higher property taxes. Another problem for property owners is the impact of Assembly Bill 3088, which forces property owners to accept a 75% decrease in rent with a moratorium on evictions. It contains the unrealistic expectation that tenants will come up with a balloon payment after January 31st. Should they default, a landlord can only collect in small claims court beginning March 1st, 2021. Meanwhile, Prop 19 takes effect on February 16, 2021. Families that suffer the loss of a parent will face huge property tax increases on rental property while being unable to collect full rents. So that's a little part of this article that I recommend you go to AOAUSA.com to be able to read more of this and check out their newsletter. Sign up for that if you haven't already. But for those of you in California, for you to be in the know, they also, the Apartment Owner Association is also host to several seminars. And it's one of those that I'm actually digesting. I was supposed to be tuning in live to it last Thursday, but the overwhelming production schedule at work and a lot of stuff that went down last week prohibited me from participating in it. But that's what I will be parsing through and getting the necessary information over to you. But you don't have to wait for me to do it. You can also go to the website and get it from there directly, AOAUSA.com. They don't sponsor the program. I just happen to be a fan of their content, and they are fighting for property rights in the state of California, one of the few that seem to be doing so. So just giving a shout out to them. Anyway, that's all I wanted to share with you on this episode of the Andres Segovia Show. Stay tuned this week for a new episode of Local Broker Reacts. I didn't want that episode to get too old, so I'm hoping you enjoy it. It's a bit of a humorous one, so we could all use a laugh, and I hope you have a laugh with me too. Thank you so much for listening or watching, however you're digesting my program. All my content is at www.theandressegovia.com. By all means, go check out my website to discover more about what I do and how I do it. And for real estate resources, you can go to www.segoviares.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest episode of the program. I shall see you, as always, on the next one.